officials have their days. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Since this commentary runs during the fall and winter sports seasons, its focus tends to be on things happening during those times of the year. But today we'll break that mold by giving some well-deserved time to a group we don't talk about enough and some significant events they were involved in over the past 5 months. Even though the games can't start without them, registered officials are the most underappreciated piece of the educational athletics picture. Each year, between 12 and 13,000 men and women sign up to help administer the games our children play. The old saying goes that every dog has its day, and it's true for officials. It just doesn't play out as publicly as the games themselves. Each spring, the MHSAA conducts an awards and alumni banquet for officials to honor between 200 and 300 individuals who have served school sports for 20, 30, 40, 45, and 50 years. It's a wonderful evening, and the small token of appreciation each official receives is nothing compared to the appreciation these officials show their partners, their mentors, and their families when they get a few moments at the microphone to introduce themselves. From those officials in the MHSAA Legacy Program who are still in high school, to those whose service to school sports began in the 50s and 60s, they all get a well-deserved moment in the spotlight. It's truly one of the best things the association does all year long. And there was another special day this summer, unlike no other for officials in our great state. Officiate Michigan Day drew approximately 1,300 men and women to Grand Rapids to learn from the best officials from the business and from each other as a lead-in to the National Association of Sports Officials annual conference that would follow. One thing that has always impressed me about officials is how they're mostly on the same plane. The ref in the room at this conference who made the calls at the professional or collegiate championships in one sport was no better than the newbie you came to learn, or even the experienced high school official who would rather do nothing else than be around our kids on our local fields every day instead of with the entertainers that play at the collegiate and professional levels. I got an opportunity to talk with a number of folks attending the Officiate Michigan Day activities and asked them all a simple question: why do you officiate? Their answers all carried a common set of themes: to stay involved in the sport they love and which gave so much to them, so now it's their turn to give back, and because they love working with kids. And a few of them even said they'd spent too much time up in the stands being critical of officials and felt that the best way to deal with that was to become an official themselves. You can go to the MHSAA Sports YouTube channel to view their responses, some of which will soon be part of a public service campaign the association is launching to recruit officials. Officiating isn't for everybody. I know that. And for those of you who, for whatever reason, cannot make it onto the playing surface by being a registered game official, you can respect the efforts of these men and women who are doing what you are not, investing their spare time to really learn the rules, really learn how to apply them, and to get our kids to appreciate and respect the games they're playing. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.